Indeed. Let's swiftly shift focus now. Let me bring in the Deputy Director of the EPWP, Temigosi Luthuli, joins us now. Following that, the Mpumalanga Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport is expected to host the Provincial Expanded Public Works Program, Kamoso Awards, to honor the best performing public bodies and implementing agents for the 2024-2025 financial year. To discuss this further on the line, I'm joined now by the Deputy Director, Ubaba Luthuli. Mr. Luthuli, good evening.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Babu Luthuli?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, apologies there. I might have missed you a bit, but are you well?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mdom Dala, you know, often than not, we do see these, public bodies in some of the streets, in some of the departments, you know, assisting and, you know, making work easy for largely many residents and civilians who are interacting with some of the government institutions. But maybe at length, let's talk about EPWP. What is it and how best do you contextualize it, you know, for somebody listening to best understand, you know, what sort of work they seek to achieve?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And then thank you to the Rise FM listeners. EPWP, it's a government program. Like many other programs, but this one was established in 2007 to deal with major challenges that are faced by the country, which includes unemployment, poverty, and quite a number of other issues that are addressed. It also includes some kind of training when you are part and parcel of the project that are under EPWP. So basically, it is a program that assists and supports our people who were previously disadvantaged in terms of work opportunities and training and so on. So that's a type of a program that we are talking about here. It really, at the very same time, it implements projects that are planned by different spheres of government. So, summarily, I can say that is expanded public works program.
How then do citizens, you know, take a part in this expanded public works program?
Well, citizens are free. The program is exactly for the citizens of this country. The departments and the municipalities at a national and provincial and local levels, they advertise when they are implementing projects in terms of employment of people who are going to assist in implementing those projects. So our citizens can then apply when such adverts are made and make themselves available to work in those projects, depending on the period of those projects. And they become, part and parcel of that training and part and parcel of that employment and part and parcel of all the benefits that are part of EPWP. That is how ordinary citizens can be part of EPWP.
Sure. Let's talk about then the EPWP Kamoso Awards. What is that all about? And, you know, talk us through around the hive of activities.
EPWP Kamoso Awards. Thank you for the question. I think what is important about the Kamoso Awards, these are the awards that are trying or encouraging public bodies. When I'm talking about public bodies, I'm referring to the municipalities and departments nationally and provincially that are implementing projects through EPWP. We have made sure that all the projects that are implemented are part of EPWP through employing ordinary citizens that are unemployed. So these awards, they are to encourage these public bodies who are doing very well in different forms in terms of disability people who are supposed to be employed, in terms of making sure that you employ quite a number of people per project, and also how you implement a project. Those are parts of awards that are given to such public bodies that were able to excellently implement these projects using EPWP. So that is the awards that are there for that. They are just trying to award the excellence of the projects that were implemented by those public bodies. So we're trying to say thank you very much for the good work that you have done when we're implementing these projects following EPWP guidelines, you know, perfectly so. So these are the awards for that. There are different categories for that because we've got different sectors. We've got awards for the non-state sector. We've got the awards for the social sector. We've got the awards for the environment and culture sector. We've got the awards for the infrastructure sector. And these are the categories that we have, you know, in different types of excellence that these projects were implemented.
So obviously, it then sets Mpumalanga at a very unique position because, you know, my understanding is that this EPWP program is somewhat carried out across the country, but we don't hear other provinces celebrate and, you know, have these ceremonial events, particularly in you know, encouraging those who are already participating in the space to do more. Is my summation then correct?
Not exactly, unfortunately. We might not be hearing a lot, but what is outstanding about Mpumalanga is that it is one of those provinces that have done a lot of these awards. I think we are trying our best in terms of awarding and implementing EPWP in this province. If my memory serves me very well, we have done more awards than most of the other provinces. But they do, to be honest, they do host or launch these awards, but not all of them do that. But we have done most of these awards. We have really appreciated public bodies who are doing very well in EPWP.
Because earlier you did speak of these public bodies, and you know, I'd like us to maybe touch on some of them, the stakeholders who get to be a part of the Kamoso Awards. When you spoke of the cultural sector, is that then the category of the awards, or are you looking at those who are playing this role within a cultural sector?
Well, that was an environment and cultural sector is one of the sectors that EPWP is part of. Because as I indicated earlier on, we've also got the infrastructure sector and the social sector. The categories, the best implemented projects, where we look at various, you know, areas in terms of implementing a project, whether the project was, you know, started on the right as planned and finished as planned, whether so many people were employed. We look at quite a number of, you know, activities that were correctly and perfectly done during the process of implementing that project.
Sure.
The best, project in a particular sector, we look at that sector, for instance, in the infrastructure sector or social sector, we look at that specific sector, whether all the guidelines were followed properly in terms of implementing that particular project. You will remember that. Let me make an example of the environment and culture sector. There could be a project that is trying to deal with the retaining the erosion, where maybe government or a municipality realizes that this area is being eroded, and they try to plant grass or trees or retaining walls, and that is in a form of a project. And we categorize that project as environment and culture sector, including the groups that are cultural groups in our province who are playing a part in terms of whatever they are busy doing, and then they then get awarded through that particular public body that is involved in those activities.
Yeah.
So that is just an example of different types of categories that we are awarding.
I hear you. Mdomdala, I'd like you then to expand on who then becomes the shareholder, in fact, the stakeholders, my apologies, who then becomes the stakeholders who then forms part of the Gamoso Hall Awards?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that question. The stakeholders that become part of the awards are actually all the public bodies. When I'm talking about public bodies, I'm referring to the departments, all the departments that we are having as government in Mpumalanga, and also including all the municipalities that we are having in Mpumalanga, and also including the non-state sector, those non-government bodies that are implementing projects, you know, like the organization, or especially of women who are getting house to house, taking care of sick people. Especially in the rural areas. So those are part of our stakeholders in terms of these awards. We actually invite all of them to be part in terms of representation. In fact, each and every public body, as I indicated, is invited through the executive mayor, the MM, and we've got champions. They are going to be part and parcel of these awards. Mm-hmm. But the public bodies that are going to get these awards are those that have only excelled. But the audience will include these people that I've made example of. It means all the public bodies in the province will be represented in these awards, in these award celebration. Mm-hmm. But those that are going to be awarded are only those that have excelled in different categories.
Yeah. I understand that the awards are happening this coming Thursday in Steve Chwete local municipality. Post then the award ceremony, is that when then the next cycle starts of nominating the new nominees who then forms a part of being awarded?
What happens is that in the normal implementation of projects, that is where we emphasize all the areas that need to be covered. That is why each and every quarter we meet as sectors to present reports, progress reports, and areas of concern so that the projects could be improved. So that when this time comes, we do not struggle, we just get those that have done very well. But what I can add extra over and above that is that after these awards, we are expecting, as usual, that National is going to organize these awards nationally. So what's nice. Going to happen is that the winners in the province after Thursday, these are the public bodies that we are going to go with to national, where they are going to represent the province. And nationally, we have been doing very, very well as a province when it comes to national. So the winners that we are going to have at the end of Thursday this week, these are the public bodies that will represent the province nationally.
Mdom Dala, it sounds exciting, and I hope that I might be there then and just observe and see who are those who would be flying the province flag very high ahead of the national ceremony. Mdom Dala, really appreciate your time, Babu Luthuli. All the best ahead of Thursday.
Thank you very much, Musa, and thank you to your listeners as well. Thanks a lot. It is always appreciated.
Anytime. There in Mpumalanga is Ubabu Thembi Nkosi Luthuli. He's the deputy director of the EPWP. That's the Expanded Public Works Program. They will be hosting the Gamoso Awards happening this coming Thursday in Steve Chwete local municipality. And definitely, this is somewhat of an exercise to honor the best performing public bodies and implementing, obviously, agents for the 2024-2025 financial year to discuss this, further. I suppose it will be then gaining more legs around Thursday, where Rise FM will be coming live from that venue.
The Gamoso Awards celebrates excellence, shining a light on the best performing projects under the Expanded Public Works Program. This year, the Mpumalanga Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport hosts the 2024-2025 Provincial Gamoso Awards in Middelburg. Amosas Kosana and Rise FM will be there for a special two-hour edition of Rise FM in 60 Minutes, live from the Sydney Choma Banquet Hall. Join us as we honor progress, purpose, and people building Mpumalanga's future.